This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from CNN. Calvin found this one. Tyra Banks.
Ah, her.
Remember her?
I remember her.
Tyra Banks is launching hot ice cream, and the internet is a bit chilly about it.
There's like a temperature thing, like here's your hot ice cream, here's your ice cream.
Former supermodel turned entrepreneur has announced she is launching hot ice cream. She has an ice cream company called Smize and Dream.
I don't know what that means. That's weird.
It is a shop in Australia.
Good day, mate.
She says she came up with the idea to honor her mother. During Mama's hard working years, every Friday night after dinner, we'd have girls' night at the Häagen-Dazs ice cream shop in Hollywood. Fast forward decades later, Tyra Banks, of course, America's next top model, announced her big special announcement. The world's first hot ice cream experience. Not a latte.
Oh, my God.
Not a hot chocolate. But your favorite scoops transformed into liquid hot ice cream sippable, baby.
So a shake. She invented a shake.
Yes. She invented melted ice cream.
She invented a hot melted ice cream shake.
Yes.
I thought this was going to be I thought hot ice cream just was something to do with, like, you know, it was going to be, I don't know, like
in a suggestive carton.
A suggestive carton, or just make me feel bad about my body. Well, it would be if I drink enough of this hot ice cream shake bunk.
Tyra Banks' new hot ice cream is called Hot Mama.
I hate this.
Apparently, there's a little confusion on social media. One person said, Tyra, what the hell are you talking about?
Valid question.
I think so, too. Another user says she's completely riveted, even as she can see the hot ice cream, but I have a suspicion I'm being lied to. I can't even tell what we're at with here.
No.
It seems like a liability to refuse to tell customers it's coming in a cup.
You shouldn't call it hot ice cream. You should just call it a shake.
Shouldn't you just call it flavored cream?
You could call it a whole bunch of things, but hot ice cream is not one. Hot ice, when a supermodel, I'm sorry, entrepreneur puts out something called hot ice cream, I feel like it's harkening back to her supermodel career, which I also have weird problems with as far as calling it hot ice cream. But this is, okay. This is in remembrance or in tribute to
honor her mother.
When they used to get Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Yes.
Cold Häagen-Dazs. At what point did her mother say, hold on, kids, put those in bowls, put them on the kitchen table. We'll come back in an hour and then we'll make some memories.
Yeah.
This is, I don't want to say this is a grift. I just think it's a poorly thought out idea.
I would agree with you. Several other commenters on social media. So, custard?
It's not even custard.
Another asks, isn't this just a warm milkshake?
Yes.
Melted ice cream as a drink. It's melted, or perhaps just have a cup of warm milk.
This is a business venture in which, when the question was asked, how could this fail? Many people stood up and gave their opinions.
I have some ideas.
I have many opinions. This is something that I don't even think, like, maybe 15 years ago is something we would have bought because Tyra Banks was at the pinnacle.
She was a thing.
Yeah. But I think even if Taylor Swift right now said, I'm putting out hot ice cream with a free friendship bracelet, I still think most of her fans would say, okay, but this is weird.
I would agree with you.
Are you going to have some, though?
We'll
get you some,
no.
For your retirement? We'll
no.
Get some hot ice cream?
The U.S. launch slated for this winter. Oh, goody.
Nothing says delicious on a cold winter's day like hot ice cream.
January day to introduce fans to this unique dessert experience.
Not unique.
Which has gone viral in Australia. Expect people to have a lot more questions.
I have a lot more questions. Hot ice cream in Australia. No one said this was all the rage in Australia. I'm looking at Smize and Dream's website. That's ice cream. I'm looking at like piles of ice cream.
Well, then it's false advertising.
I'm so confused by this.
I think she is.
Maybe
too.
It melts on its way being shipped from there to here.
And then it's just a liquid theory.
Exactly.
There you go. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.